It's halfway through the season, and up to now, it's been an abysmal year for the Omaha Racers.
And that's your ball game. Your final score, Sioux Falls 107, Omaha 99. The
well, we're in dead last place is where we are, and struggling.
The good news for Coach Mike Tebow, or Coach T as he's known, is there's still plenty of time to turn things around.
We're going to make a couple additions to our roster in the next few days, some former NBA players. So when you're 8-17 like we are, you know, you need to try something different.
And now, Rosenauto Leasing and Jeepers Rent-A-Car would like you to meet your 1997 Omaha Racers.
Tonight, the Racers are playing at home against the Quad City Thunder.
From the Razorbacks of the University of Arkansas, 6'4" guard, number 13, Clint McDaniel.
At age 24, Clint McDaniel is one of those young, hungry players on his way up and one of the newcomers to the team. In 1994, he was the starting point guard on the University of Arkansas's national championship team. It's his first time in Omaha.
It's not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a bunch of fields and everything, but it's a nice city, and I'm excited about being here.
Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for this time, and I thank
you. McDaniel quickly joins the small prayer group led by a local minister that meets before every home game.
Lord, I pray that you'd be with those players that have been released recently, that you would give them direction and give them real peace at this time when they're looking to what they should do next.
Omaha is a crossroads for players on their way up and on their way out.
This could start a big week if you get yourselves going right off the bat here. Let's go. One, two, three, three. Let's go.
There's a small crowd on hand, and they don't have much to cheer about. The Racers fall behind early, and Coach Tease is the loudest voice in the arena.
Come on, come on, come on!
Short and balding, he paces the sidelines in a pinstriped suit and tasseled loafers, barking at the officials.
That's a foul!
And at his players.
Play with your hands up!
Some people would say I'm very excitable. I would have said for most years I was an emotional coach. I'm a little bit calmer now than I've been in the past.
Mike Tebow has been the Racers coach since 1989, as long as the franchise has been in Omaha. And every year his team has made the playoffs. Before Omaha, Tebow was an assistant coach with the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers.
I've won an NBA championship ring with the Lakers in 80 and 82, but it's not the same as coaching your own team and seeing your own team develop.
Good, DC, good. Run him down. Good.
Against Quad City, the Racers pull even after three quarters, but in their customary fashion, fade down the stretch.
And that's your ball game. Your final score, Quad City 110, Omaha 97. The Thunder finished with 5 quarter points to 2.
The Racers head south, hoping to break their three-game losing streak against the Florida Beach Dogs. But the warmer weather doesn't help.
Omaha goes down on the road, 104-91 to Florida. Snoop Graham led the Racers with 21 points.
If there's a bright spot to the Racers' season to this point, it's Snoop Graham. Graham is a willowy 6'6" guard who's averaging more than 21 points a game. Fourth in the CBA.
Snoop Graham with the basket.
His scoring hasn't gone unnoticed by the NBA.
He is pretty damn good.
David Pendergraft is a scout for the New Jersey Nets.
I've seen Snoop play earlier this year. Now, hell, I think he got 40 points, and he's on his way again tonight. So I think Snoop might can help us. He'd hurt us defensively at this time, though.
I'm okay on defense. I can play it when I need to, but my main thing is I'm a scorer. And I like to score, and I like to play offense. And, you know, that's what an NBA team will get.
Snoop Graham is one of those players who makes the game look easy. Whether he's dropping in 20-footers or slicing toward the basket, Snoop is smooth.
Snoop Graham!
I was little, and my grandmother and my grandfather was having a conversation, and I used to always just, like, snoop under the table and try to listen to that conversation. So it kind of stuck.
Snoop, who's 29 years old, has been a star at every level but one. In high school in Philadelphia, he was All-State. At Ohio University, he was Conference Player of the Year. In the NBA, he rode the bench. Graham spent 3 years with the Atlanta Hawks. The second season, he did get some significant playing time and averaged more than 8 points a game, going up against some of the all-time greats.
my kids, I got some stories to tell them. I caught Larry Bird, I caught Magic Johnson, Isaiah, Mark McGwire, Bill Laimbeer.
And then there was a game against Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. It was 5 years ago, but Snoop remembers every detail like it was yesterday.
I'll never forget, I hit a three-pointer in the corner that tied the game.
Snoop Graham with the scorecard three!
Then I came down and I stole a ball from Michael. He went to make a spin move and we trapped him and he went to throw it back out to Scotty.
Snoop Graham with the steal.
And I anticipated it and I stole it and they fouled me and we hit the free throws and we won the game. So that probably was the most memorable game of my career.
But in his third year with the Hawks, Graham fell out of favor with the team's new coach, Lenny Wilkins, and was released at the end of the season.
I've been on both ends of it, so I've been on the bottom and worked myself up to get to the top, and then, you know, for some odd reason, something happened, and I went back to the bottom. Well, I know what I need to do to get back to the top, and eventually it'll come. It's just a matter of time.
Making his first home appearance in a Racers uniform from the Cardinals of Louisville University, a 6'11 center, number 42, Clifford Rozier.
After 3 years in the NBA, Clifford Rozier, a college All-American, finds himself in Omaha.
I love it. It's cold, but, you know, the ball's around, the rim's the same, so you know, I'm anxious to play.
Rozier plays like he doesn't intend to stick around the CBA for long. He scores 34 points and grabs 15 rebounds, and the Racers' losing streak comes to an end.
Yeah, man, everybody played hard, man. Everybody. It was fun. And when everybody play like that, we're going to have fun. It's fun.
But Rozier's fun in the CBA doesn't last long. The NBA scouts were watching, and he signs a contract with the Toronto Raptors. Coach T is sorry, but not surprised to see him go.
It's a catch-22. I mean, your job is to develop players in this league, but you also want to win games for your fans and your staff and ownership group. But I get a big thrill out of seeing a guy get called up.
Snoop Graham, meanwhile, heads to Yakima, Washington for the CBA All-Star Game.
Good evening and welcome to the Yakima Valley Sun Dome. I'm Mike.
Snoop has had some nibbles from a couple of NBA teams and hopes a good performance here in front of a lot of NBA scouts will be his ticket back to the league.
Over the right side to Snoop Graham, his shot short.
But Graham never really gets on track and returns to Omaha for the second half of the season.
Down here, you love the game. You have to play here because, for one, you're not making that much money and your travel arrangements are hell.
5 a.m. wake-up calls, endless airport layovers, and long bus rides are all part of CBA life on the road. This morning, Cedric Martin and a teammate passed the time on the bus playing poker across the aisle. Martin is in his third CBA season. He played last year in Spain. Salaries are generally higher in Europe. But for Martin, the extra money wasn't worth it.
Wasn't enough Americans. Wasn't no other blacks in my village. I couldn't speak the language. It was bad. It was bad.
The Racers are headed through a light snow to Rockford, Illinois, voted by Money Magazine as the worst city in America. Whether it's Sioux Falls, South Dakota, La Crosse, Wisconsin, or Grand Rapids, Michigan, CBA towns, says Eric Martin, have one thing in common.
Real cold. Real, real cold.
Indeed, it's 7 degrees when the bus pulls into Rockford. The players head straight for their rooms in a motel on the outskirts of town.
Michael accelerates through the lane and lays it in.
Just an hour down the road in Chicago, Michael Jordan and the Bulls are playing the Toronto Raptors and former Racer Cliff Rozier. Watching their former teammate on TV reminds the Racers just how close they are to the NBA. But for journeymen like Kelsey Weems, now in his seventh CBA season, the league has always been just out of reach.
The NBA kind of let me down, I feel.
The closest he came was a preseason tryout.
You know, I was in Charlotte till 2 days before the first game, and I got cut and, you know, kind of broke my heart. And that was the last real shot I had in the NBA, which was in 93.
Weems has grown weary of the CBA lifestyle, musty motels, long bus rides, empty arenas. His CBA resume reads like a travelogue of America's minor league cities.
My first year, I played maybe half a year of Quad City. During the summer, they traded me to Oklahoma City, where I played 3.5 years. They traded me to Hartford. Hartford folded, so I went to Rockford. Right before the season, they traded me to Yakima. That didn't go well, and here I am. So it's been a long road, and you know, this is probably my last year and one last dream, hope, shot at the league. But like my mom tells me all the time, you know, when I got married, that kind of made basketball second. And so that's what it is to me. And, you know, it's time for me to maybe hang them up after another year or two.
The Racers lose to Rockford. But for one player, there's reason to celebrate.
Darren Hancock, go kick your ass in the NBA, buddy.
Good luck, D.
Darren Hancock has just been called up to the NBA after playing just 2 games with the Racers.
I see you.
Yeah. All right.
It's a big salary difference. Hancock will earn at least $14,000 on his 10-day NBA contract. That's about as much as he would make in 2 months in the CBA.
Feels pretty good, but I'm not really concerned about the money. Right now I'm just, you know, wanting to get back into playing basketball.
The next morning, Darren Hancock heads south to San Antonio and the NBA. The rest of the team gets back on the bus and heads north, up Interstate 90, a 4-hour ride to their next game against the La Crosse Bobcats. Darren Hancock spent 10 days with the San Antonio Spurs. He played in 1 game and scored 4 points and was released. Clifford Rozier is still playing in the NBA with the Toronto Raptors. Snoop Graham is still in Omaha, still waiting for his call up to the league. For National Public Radio, I'm Dan Collison.